is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is vowing to punish public schools that do not remove what he characterizes as graphic and vulgar books from library shelves. Patrick argues school districts are not following a 2025 law aimed at weeding out certain books from public schools. Here's our Bianca Seward.
Patrick is promising to introduce legislation that would knock public schools down an entire letter grade in the Texas Education Agency, or TEA's, accountability ratings if they do not remove certain books from their shelves. Patrick said a single book in the library could result in the penalty. Here's Patrick speaking at the state capitol on Wednesday.
It's part of the accountability system. The schools are accountable to their families, to the parents, and to the kids.
Since 2015, the TEA's accountability ratings have had major consequences for schools. The state has used ratings to trigger takeovers of entire public school districts. I'm Bianca Seward in Houston.
Two Texas-based oil companies, Hunt and SLB, signed contracts this week to work with Venezuela's state-owned oil company. This comes after the Trump administration has spent months urging American companies to invest there following the U.S. capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. However, Rice University political scientist Mark Jones says many U.S. companies are hesitant because foreign policy could change when Trump leaves office.
That's left many U.S. companies looking for investments that may pay off in the short term or that don't require a huge capital infusion by the company.
Venezuela's oil minister visited Houston this week to sign the contracts and address global energy executives. We're expecting a heat advisory to go into place later today. That's because temperatures are expected to reach 100 degrees later. And with that humidity, it'll feel closer to 108, possibly even hotter. This